You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. And you can follow us, by the way, anywhere you are by going to rightsideradio.org and just click Listen Live. We've had over 4,000 hits on the website. We're at like almost 4,200 downloads of our podcasts of the previous day's shows. And folks, I'm just loving the fact that we got an audience that is so participatory in all of this. And let me say this. I just had my buddy George just sent me an article. Great article, by the way. It comes from Desiring God, and it's the article is called "Why Won't You Dance?" And it's talking about basically following God, following Christ in the middle of a world that says you should not. And, you know, take that into account when I'm saying earlier that they're making certain demands of your time, demands of your freedom, demands that you give up your liberties. It also extends into other parts of our life. You know, we joke about wokeness sometimes, but wokeness is literally a call to be different from what you believe and conform to the notions of the world. And there's this great section in this thing. Where'd it go? I'll find my spot in the article here. Here's a quote. "The children of this generation will not agree to disagree. You must dance. You must mourn. They check your face for tears and your feet for the proper rhythm. And if you cry during their cheerful song, you must have a demon. If your feet dance to another tune, you must be a drunkard, sinner, or a glutton. If you refuse to consent and the new powers try to cancel you as a champion of hate, nonconformity to the world is met with consequences." It's true. But he goes on to talk about the fact that we are called to be different. And I'll tell you right now, even if you don't believe like I believe in terms of your relationship to the Lord, the fact is, I know the listeners of this audience are at least lovers of freedom, lovers of liberty. And folks, it applies there too. You do not have to always give away everything that you hold dear. You're allowed to say, no, you know what? Not on my watch. I have given away so much. How much more will you ask for? Well, what price do you put on freedom? I'm just saying, don't do it. Well, listen, I want to thanks, George, by the way. And listen, I don't want to. I'm not gonna belabor the COVID thing a little bit longer. I got a couple of callers coming later. It looks like we're gonna have one of our local state senators giving us a call in to talk about some new developments in the state legislature and things that are happening with prisons. We've also got, though, at the top of the hour, next hour, I'm looking forward to a guy named Brian Dawson coming in, who a press release went out just today. I mean, if you looked around the news sites in this state and tried to figure out where you can find conservative, real news, like I'm not talking about just, you know, opinion pieces. I mean, like, is anybody going to do some investigative reporting? Is anybody going to do something that, like, really digs into the issues and just reports? You know, like AL.com, could you stop killing everybody? That's what you're doing. All you're doing, AL.com, is killing everybody in your news. There's no joy whatsoever. Well, there's a new source coming out, and Brian Dawson's going to talk about that. But right now, I want to spend some time. I want to switch gears on you. Let's go international. All right, we've been talking about civil liberties here at home, but I want to flip the switch for a minute, and let us not forget what is happening in Afghanistan. Even as of today, I am watching as the folks that I've been talking to on a daily basis. Those planes. If you see a clip like right now, basically you're probably only going to see it on Fox because the other networks are just daring not to show this. They're all hoping, by the way, they're all hoping this will go away. Oh, please God, let it go away. We should not forget. The Biden administration desperately wants Afghanistan to become that thing that no one talks about anymore because it is the biggest debacle, literally, in the history of foreign policy. I have never seen anything like this. I mean, stop and think about, by the way, tie it all together, all right? So Biden was the vice president under Obama. Under the Obama administration, they had the Bo Bergdahl incident. Remember that? The Bo Bergdahl incident. Here was Bo Bergdahl, an actual traitor, a deserter, someone who left his post in the middle of the night and abandoned his unit in Afghanistan, taken captive then by the Taliban. What did he think was going to happen? They hold him prisoner. Obama decides to negotiate. Obama gives up a number of very hardcore Taliban from Guantanamo Bay in order to get this traitor back. Because, oh, you know, that used to be the thing, by the way. We didn't leave anybody behind. But even if we have to give away, and negotiate with terrorists, apparently. Not the way it usually works. But in this case, they gave away these four. Guess where the four are now? They're all leaders in the new Taliban government. All four of them are now operating in complete contrast to the best interests of the United States as leaders in the Taliban government. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm looking at an article right now. Oh, where'd this one come from? This may have come off Fox, too. It's all highlighted and written on. The Taliban's interior minister. Oh, this is interesting. The Taliban's interior minister is on the FBI's most wanted list. I said this the other day. It is true. Sirajuddin Haqqani is the head of the terror group known as the Haqqani Network. And the Haqqani Network is known to be this ruthless arm of the Taliban, has been blamed on attacks in the country against coalition forces. The FBI still has a $10 million bounty on his head, and he is now the Minister of the Interior for Afghanistan. The Wall Street Journal reports that his position is the Afghan equivalent of the director of the FBI. What? Sirajuddin Haqqani, one of the most wanted men on the FBI's most wanted list, $10 million bounty. He's like the head of their FBI. It's like a joke. You couldn't write this movie. Senator Lindsey Graham came out and said that this whole lineup in the Taliban's government is like a lineup of thugs and butchers. All right. And then, by the way, the Haqqani Network maintains a relationship with Al-Qaeda. They do. And they're wanted for questioning in connection with a January 2008 attack on a hotel in Kabul that killed six people, including an American citizen. Yep. But, you know, like Senator Graham said, what could go wrong? I mean, if you're a radical Islamic sympathizer, he said, this is like an all-star lineup. So, folks, this is what's happening. Copper, I tell you what, let's get the first clip three, the one with KT McFarland. So you give me the high sign when you're ready for that. But KT McFarland, I love her commentary. She is solid. She's a former deputy national security advisor under the Trump administration. She has long been a policy wonk, and when she speaks with some measure of authority, and I appreciate her comments. She says we should not forget. Listen to this about 1 minute quote on the clip. Go ahead and play the
and other people's clip attention really. Is on this. We have 13 Marines, soldiers who died, and across this country, bars and restaurants are honoring them, putting places for them. The American people are not moving on from this. I just don't know, Katie. Maybe this time they won't get away with it in terms of the media.
You know, the media's got to let them get away with it. But when you have people like the congressman who you just spoke to in a really moving interview.
Right.
What's happened is Americans have stepped up. The government's in the way. The government isn't saving Americans. The government left Americans behind. It's individuals. Individual Americans are saying, okay, my government isn't going to do it. I'm going to go help the people I know need help. And God bless them. You know, it really gives you faith, I think, in the American people. Not the American government, but the American people.
Absolutely. And I think if the American people choose not to follow a page from the media and turn the page on this and they stick to it and say we want accountability, it may just happen. But you're right. It is brave Americans who stepped up in spite of the government that are giving us hope that all is not lost.
All right, so KT McFarland said it, that we should not forget. Folks, I'm just telling you, don't forget. Don't let this be like Benghazi, where they did all they could to beat the narrative back and to try to change the narrative, and then, oh, by the way, forget the narrative. That's what they did. If you remember, I mean, I loved the fact that during his lifetime that Charlie Daniels was on Twitter quite often, and usually with an encouraging word, but one of the things he always said was, Benghazi ain't going away. He would just send out a tweet like once a day, Benghazi ain't going away. Well, the same thing is true with Afghanistan. Afghanistan cannot be allowed to just go away. Because it goes even deeper than this. Copper, you get clip six ready. Let me know when you're ready with clip six on Representative Michael Waltz. But clip six is interesting because did you know that the Taliban is intent upon announcing their official government? Like right now, these are all interims, but they're going to wind up being official. The Taliban is going to announce their official government on 9/11. That's the Taliban. The one that the Biden administration is now negotiating with, the one that the Biden administration relied upon for security at the perimeter at the airport where 13 service members died. The Taliban are going to announce their official government on 9/11. Do you think for a second that was not planned? Copper, you go ahead and on clip six, I'm going to probably stop you about partway through it, but go ahead and play clip six.
No way. Congressman, the Taliban has basically said that looking forward in the future, a couple of days here on Saturday, it's the 20th anniversary of 9/11. That day, they anticipate, you know, having a big ceremony showing their new government. And I just wonder what you think about that. Like, you signed up to serve after we were attacked. And to have this happen on the very day on 9/11, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Dana, honestly, and I think I speak for so many, it's paining my soul. It hurts me to my core. But I do want to say very clearly to so many veterans, Gold Star families, victims of 9/11, we've all said it, but I want to say it again. Your sacrifice was not in vain. And entire generations of Americans grew up without planes flying into buildings or suicide bombers on school buses. But to see the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and Haqqani back in charge, us to go back where we were before 2001, is gut-wrenching. It's awful. And what I keep asking for is, where's the accountability?
Okay, who is going to stand? And he's right. I mean, folks, I'm going to tell you, you hear me talk about it all the time. You know, I've got this really kind of varied background. God has taken me to different levels of service, different places for service throughout my entire adult life. Charlene and I have always followed where we believe we were supposed to be, even if it didn't make sense to the world. And so, you know, having spent 7 years in full-time ministry and 10 years working with kids professionally, and then leaving that late in life to go to law school in my 30s, and now I'm in my 50s, and I've spent time in state politics as a state senator, and now I've got a radio show, go figure. And then on top of all that, though, throughout that entire thing, there was this thread of military service, and 9/11 changed my life, literally changed my life. Because of that military aspect of my career, of my resume, I wound up spending 2 years away from my family, 2 years in a war zone, 2 years smack in the thick of the hottest spots in the entire war, both times, one in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. And the idea right now that the Afghan deployment that I had, the idea that when I got there, the ground was still smoking from literally bringing the heat as we brought the 21st century to bear on Neanderthals called the Taliban, who had housed Al-Qaeda so that they could help plan for 9/11. And now we've set everything back an entire 20 years, and the Taliban again, along with Al-Qaeda, is allowed to just pretend that it never happened. And everything that we fought for, everything that we did for that country, everything that we did to preserve peace, it appears that it's set back 20 years. And that same Taliban who helped with the development of 9/11, I don't care if all they did was harbor them. That's enough. That same group right now intends to announce its new government in the country that Joe Biden has given them on the anniversary of 9/11. Where's the accountability? The only accountability that I've seen so far has been things like talk radio and the occasional conservative pundit. But the mainstream media is just hoping that we'll forget because they know they helped put Joe Biden in office. Joe Biden himself is hoping we'll forget. He has not spoken about this in 8 days. 8 days. There are hundreds of Americans still trapped over there. He has not spoken about it in 8 days. Well, listen, it boggles the mind, and there's so much more to this story. And I realize now I've blown right past my usual time for going to a break, so I guess I got no choice. So much more I want to say on this, but all of this to say right now, folks, we cannot forget, because right now there are Americans in Mazar-e Sharif that have been sitting there with planes on the tarmac. If you look, I said earlier, if you look at the news and you see reported on Fox pictures of planes that say CAM Airlines, that's the group that I've been talking to on a daily basis and trying to coordinate help issues with. And they have been waiting. And our own Department of State is the reason why we can't get them out. If we have time, we come back from this break, I'll tell you more about that. Folks, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. I got the best audience in the world on WVNN, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Hey, folks, real quickly, I got to tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. So you hear their ads playing on the show. They're one of our team members. I mean, they've been with us from the beginning. ZLA Solutions is one of the best in the state at putting people back to work. If you're looking for a job, go to ZLAUSA.com. They got jobs posted. If you're an employer looking to fill out your workforce, go to ZLAUSA.com. And check them out. They can help you with all the recruiting, the drug testing, the background checks, every bit of it. ZLAUSA.com is the website for ZLA Solutions. They like to say, we don't make it. We just make it better. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, folks. So listen, I ran long on that last segment. We're going to have like a minute and a half here before I wind up having to go. But I got a caller coming in. Senator Sam Gavan is going to call in a few minutes and talk about something that I think is pretty cool. All right. It's important that y'all understand that we're finally looking like we're going to do something on prisons. Now, the question is, when I say pretty cool, I mean the proof's in the pudding. The details are yet to be seen. But Governor Ivey and lawmakers appear to have reached some type of a agreement on prison construction. Now, keep your eyes on the ball, all right? Don't let them do the cup shuffle and you try to figure out where the ball is. Because literally this has been a moving target for years. But right now, I mean, and this frustrates me a bit because we did have a possibility of a public-private partnership that would have been, you know, allegedly cost neutral to the state. Although then the price tag went up. We're like, oh, wait, do what? And now that fell through because liberals were able to attack the financiers and the financiers backed out. So that whole plan fell through. Well, now we've got a bond issue. A bond issue being proposed, a $785 million bond issue for the state of Alabama to fix our prison systems by constructing new prisons on state-owned property, not buying new land, but on state-owned property. So, folks, this is going to be a big deal, and Sam Gavan is going to call in a minute and talk through it. Apologize for the short segment. That's what I get for talking long on Afghanistan, but it needed to happen. But, folks, the storyline on this prison plan, it impacts you. Because it creates a $50 million cost annually on the debt service on this bond. At the same time, if we don't do something, the federal government may step in and start releasing prisoners. All right. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, with solid, conservative, just plain right. Right back with Sam Gavan.